is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Hello, and welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green, Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
The glory.
Eternal God, Father, now we thank you. We thank you for the service and commitment.
Home and made to serve Naaman and his house. Now, she could have simply said that I'm not going to say anything. He didn't took me from my house. I'm going to let him suffer. I'm going to let him die. But the God in her wouldn't let her do that. She said, there is a prophet in Israel who can handle your situation. Isn't it funny? God can work things out, and sometimes he does it through an unusual source. She was captive, brought into his house just for this moment. And there are things God would allow you to go through and then bring you through. Then years later, you will see somebody that's going through what you've been delivered from. And he will bring you to that moment where you can help that same individual for what they're going through. And then you begin to think, God, I see why you let me went through what I went through. Because you needed me here at this moment to give a word to this person to let them know that God is able. If there anybody can testify and say you've been through something, and at the time you was going through it, you didn't understand it, but when God delivered you, it might have been years later, you ran across somebody who was going through the exact same thing that you have been delivered from, and you was able to give them a word, baby, sit down, let me holler at you. The same God that delivered me, I know what you're going through. He will. So she was ordained to be at that moment in Naaman's life. And so Naaman goes to the king, tells the king the word that would have been given to him. And the king gives him all kinds of payments and money and jewels to go to the king. He said, now I'm also going to give you a letter. Give it to the king of Israel. Let them know what is going on. But then when he gets there and he gives the king the letter, when the king reads the letter, he's got afraid. He said in verse 7, am I God? How can I cure you of this leprosy? The king said, we had a peace thing going on. He's trying to create war because there's no way that I can do this. I don't have this kind of power. Let me pause here and tell you something, Mount Zion. It makes no difference what your title is in society. Doesn't automatically mean that you can handle the spiritual. A lot of people believe because you are high on the social rank in society that you can come in God's house and be high on the rank. No, no, it don't work that way. Because you must be. You've got to be born again. And that's what's wrong with churches now. Oh, they are this and they are that. They are CEOs. Let's put them over this. That don't mean nothing. Just because you're a CEO, you can't put them over nothing in the spiritual. You've got to be saved. Oh, yeah, you ain't like that. Oh, they got doctrine degrees. We need to put them over this. If they are not saved, if they don't know Christ, and if they don't have a heart of the people, they don't need to be over no position in the church. You've got to be saved. Look at the king said in verse 7. He says, am I God? I'm a king. I have people under me, but I don't have this kind of power. But oh, watch this. They had to go to the preacher. Y'all missed it. Kings can be kings. CEOs can be CEOs. Judges can be judges and lawyers can be lawyers, but before it's over, they've got to come by the preacher. Either you're going to let me speak to you or I'm going to speak over you. But either way, you've got to come by the preacher. So the king rent his clothes as a sign of sorrow and agony and distress. I cannot do this thing. And here comes Elisha. Don't worry about it, king. Don't worry about it at all. Because I got this. Send him to me. Now watch this. Gonna bless you. Naaman goes to Elisha's house. We're talking about the host of the captain. We're talking about the big dog. He shows up at this country preacher's house. And when he knocks on the door, Elisha sends a servant out to talk to him and tell him to go dip 7 times in the Jordan River. Uh-oh. He's hot now. Because he's wrapped up in who he is. That when I knock on your door, you don't send no messenger. You need to come out yourself. He was upset with that. Write this down. God is not going to deliver you according to your plans. See, we want God to bless us, but we want God to bless us a certain way, through a certain person, or we're not going to take the blessing. Look at Naaman. He's so wrapped up in his title that when the messenger comes out, he gets upset and says, well, I thought he would at least come out and wave his hand on me and call on his God or something. He don't send a message. Do he know who I am? I know there's some business folk in here. But let me bust your bubble. There is no position higher than a pastor. Let me say it again. That's the most privileged position a man could ever have, because he's been personally designated, picked out by God to do this certain thing. See, I ain't hear you clap now. You see, you, what you mean? Ain't nothing higher, man. You know what I own? Well, the God I serve own what you own and can close it when he gets ready to close it. The God, see, what you have can be taken away from you, but what God has given me can't no man take from me. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Watch this. Elisha does not even, he doesn't even come out. And he gives him an instructions. Go dip 7 times in the Jordan River. This is going to blow your mind what I'm getting ready to tell you. It wasn't the leprosy, but it was pride killing Naaman. Let me say it again. It wasn't the leprosy, but it was his pride that was killing him. Some of us are so wrapped up in pride that when you are in need, God gives you the person to go to. But then you sit back. I ain't going to him. I found her. I find me somewhere else. But baby, when it comes to your need, you got to learn to drop the pride. I've told you before, and I'm not ashamed to tell you again. If I'm hungry, and I come to you and tell you I'm hungry, I don't want to hear, we're going to pray for you. No, 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 no. We need to go to the store. Food stamps, money, whatever you got, and help me with my problem. And see, that's the child, that's the church's escape goat. Every time somebody come up in need, oh, we going to pray for you. No, we look, I've already prayed for myself, and the Lord has directed me to you. Whew, watch this. He gives Naaman the instructions, and Naaman walks away in rage. Going on them Jordan, out of all the rivers, the muddy, nasty Jordan. Now, he's nasty, he's dirty, but he want to get in something clean. He tells Naaman, he says, Naaman says, watch in verse 12, are not Abner and Pharpar better rivers? Why do I need to go to the Jordan? His pride was being challenged. And when God get ready to bless you, and I'm almost done, He will challenge your pride. Because when you're in need, he is going to lead you to a source you normally wouldn't go to. And so he gets away. He walks away. He's enraged. But his servants say, wait a minute, master. Hold up. If he'd have told you to go do a task, wouldn't you have done it? Yes, I would. If he'd have told you to go here and do that, wouldn't you have done it? Yes, I would. He said, then what's the difference? Then he telling you to go dip seven times in the Jordan. Let me give you this point here, and we're going to go home. You have to be careful who you put in your circle. Everybody that hangs around you don't need to be in your circle. Naaman, if he was here, he would tell you, I'm glad I had the right people in my circle. Because they didn't let me walk away, they stopped me. And see, when you got real people in your circle, Let me say that again. Real people. People who love you. They're going to tell you the truth whether you like it or not. Man, look, I'm your boy, but you was wrong. Girl, you know me and you Asian, we tight, but I got to tell you, you was wrong. And you folk who are in the circle, quit going along with the people who let you in if you know they're wrong. If you are truly their friend, pull them aside and say, baby, look, now what I got to tell you, if you go on about your business and do what you want to do, but I'm going to tell you, you were wrong. Oh, y'all got quiet. That's good. See, your quietness don't scare me. That makes me know you're listening. You got to be careful who in your circle. Then there's a flip side of that coin. There are people you allow in your circle just to get in there to tear you down. You got to be very careful. And people, now I know some of you religious saints sitting out there and saying, oh, Reb, you wrong. We shouldn't have a circle. We should treat everybody the same. Well, you don't read your Bible. Look at Jesus. When he got ready to do certain things, he only took Peter, James, and John. Rest of y'all boys, hang tight. I got a circle. When he got ready to pray, when he went a little further, he told other disciples to stay. He said, Peter, James, and John, you come with me. On the Mount of Transfiguration, he didn't have all the disciples. He had Peter, James, and John. And if Jesus did it, then it's okay for me to do it. And I ain't got too many people in my circle. Because when you allow too many people in your circle, and when you can't trust everybody that's around you, but there are some in your life you can trust. Be careful who you tell your business to, because it'll be everywhere. And so they told Naaman, don't leave. Go and dip in the pond. Naaman dropped his pride. He walked over to the muddy Jordan. He looked at that river. He said, Lord, I got to do this. If I knew I had to do this, I'd have stayed where I was. But the preacher told me that I need to get into this water. Not just stand in it, not just sit in it, but I've got to dip my entire body in it. Seven times. So he gets in the water. He goes ankle deep. He goes knee deep. He goes waist deep. And he gets to the water where it's about around his chest. And all he had to do then was stoop and go under the water and come up. Now, you got to realize that there were people watching him. Here is this man who's high on the social rank, dipping in the dirty jar. You had spectators that didn't know what was going on. What's wrong with that fool? But they didn't know he was following God's command. And there are people who will look at you and know in your life that you're having trouble, but you keep going to church anyway. You keep praising the Lord anyway. And as they look at them, they must be crazy. But you need to tell them, I'm here because I'm following instructions. One of the instructions is, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I'm going through a rough time, but I'm making noise in the church anyway. And somebody say, well, why are you making noise? You tell him, I'm just following instructions. He says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. When people do you wrong, and you know they've done you wrong, and you're still in their face embracing them and hugging them. Somebody come to you and say, man, I don't understand. You know that person don't like you. Then why are you always in their face talking? Say, I'm just following instructions. I got to love those that hate me. I got to put my arms around those that don't care nothing about me. Because we've got to follow instructions. When he went down the second time, he came up muddy and dirty. But he still had leprosy. He went down the third time. He came up muddy, wet, dirty, and defiled. But he still had leprosy. He went down the fourth, fifth time. Came up, he was still dirty, defiled, dank, and wet, but he still had leprosy. Somewhere, Rem Tyson in his mind, he was wondering, is this really going to work? Remember, he had already went five times. He was on his sixth time. And he went down the sixth time, but he came up the same way he went down. But oh, here's the blessing now. Don't miss this Mount Zion. Here comes your praise cue. He was one dip away from the blessings of the Lord. Somebody in here, you're just one dip away from the Lord healing your body. You are just one dip away from the Lord regulating your mind. You are just one dip away from the Lord touching your finances. What are you saying, preacher? Every time I praise the Lord with trouble in my life, that's just me making a dip. Every time I have pitfalls in my life, that's just me making a dip. If I can wave my hand in the sanctuary with pain in my arms, that's me making a dip. But one of these days, it's going to be the last dip. One of these days, I'm going to be one dip away from God giving me joy. I'm going to be one dip away from the Lord restoring my mind. When he went down the seventh time, while he was down there, God began to work on Naaman. You didn't hear me say it again. He went down the seventh time, but while he was down there, God began to work on Naaman. Let me say it one more time. He went down the seventh time, but while he was down there, God began to work on Naaman. Don't worry if life has brought you down. Don't worry if sadness has brought you down. While you're down, the Lord can work on you. Is there anybody here that can testify and say, I've been down in my life, but while I was down, he restored my joy. While I was down, he put clapping in my hands. While I was down, he put running in my feet. And when Naaman came up, he didn't come up the same way he went down. He said, Lord, look what you've done for me. You changed my life. You made me whole again. Naaman got so happy, he went to Elisha. He said, Elisha, the king has given me gifts. I want to give them to you. Elijah said, I don't need anything. The Lord has done his work. Is there anybody here? No, the Lord has done his work. Is there anybody here? No, the Lord has done his work. And if you don't think the Lord has done his work, then look in the mirror. And if there's a reflection staring back at you, then the Lord has done his work. And I don't mind praising the Lord. Naaman said, surely there's a God in Israel. And that's all I'm gonna leave you in, Mount Zion. When you follow instruction, the Lord will bless your heart. If you follow the instruction, you'll be put together again. Humpty Dumpty sit on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a